Okay, so Janice, can you lift your eyes when you do that?
Gavin Stewart and Vanessa Owen are rehearsing with two other dancers inside a studio at the Wortham Center for Performing Arts. Everyone is masked.
Yeah. That's juicy. Yeah, nice.
They had such grand plans for their collaboration with the Asheville storytelling poet Gina Cornejo. They would have seated the audience in the middle of the dance floor as if inside the hole of a donut and performed the piece all around them. Instead, as they have done so often during the pandemic, Stewart and Owen have improvised. They had planned to perform a piece called Dirty Laundry in front of an audience. They're now converting this into a video production that will stream online to ticket holders.
3 months ago, we probably would have said, well, let's just wait until we can do it live.
But I will say, I think this is now pivot four.
Yeah.
For Dirty Laundry. And so for Gina, Gavin, and I, we're also just so ready to do it because we've been talking about it for over a year. Yeah.
Before the pandemic, Stewart and Owen would perform once or twice each year in this region, but largely worked far beyond their home in Old Fort. They traveled to dance festivals around the country to market themselves as teachers and choreographers, and they made their living from the ensuing gigs and commissions.
Because we both do this together and we're married, that's a big part of why we feel, you know, it's necessary for us to only do things where we can get some funding, because it's our whole lives, our whole income. Yeah. Our whole everything. We have yet to acquire a sugar daddy.
We don't have a bread and butter. Yeah, exactly.
Perhaps no performers in this region have diversified and adapted their art to the pandemic as Stewart and Owen. In July of 2020, they choreographed dance for film at the request of a company doing cultural diplomacy work for the U.S. State Department. Soon after, Ray Jeffrey of the Wortham asked them to create an ensemble dance production in the parking lot of the Asheville Outlet Mall. Their attire included tennis shoes, knee pads, and gloves.
We were rehearsing on this, you know, black asphalt.
Blacktop,
it was,
yeah.
We were in masks outside in 100 degrees rehearsing. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
We had conversations about if we're contacting the asphalt with our hands, are we going to catch COVID because someone had walked there earlier that day, you know?
Yeah.
But because of the circumstances,
I think we let
it was
go
like,
into it.
Yeah, like our bodies handled it because we were so grateful to be doing art.
Over the past 2 years, they've taught dance classes and set new work over Zoom in Tulsa, Tampa, and elsewhere. But as the pandemic stretched, Owen and Stewart leaned into their own dance work through local collaborations. Back at the Wortham, they teamed with Cornejo for the first time while also pairing up other dancers and writers. For their performances, the couple placed audiences in pods and choreographed their movements along with that of the performers to maximize social distancing.
Now semi-abandoned, I heave ho all of the his into this room so soon to jump ship myself.
We were already sort of equipped to be making dance while isolated because when we moved to this area, that's kind of how it felt for us after having lived in big cities where we were part of bigger dance communities.
Yeah.
So we had already been taking classes online in our living room for years before the pandemic. So we were kind of in that mindset already when the pandemic started. And I think for us, maybe it didn't feel like as much of a shock to the system.
Months at sea, a solo sailor, anchor holding steady still, my bones now find solace in the sorrow.
We were always traveling so much prior to the pandemic that we really didn't get to know a lot of artists in this community until the pandemic. So now we've developed all of these relationships with people who are incredible in their medium, and I think we'll continue to collaborate in that way.
The threat of snow last weekend loomed over their scheduled video shoot for the Dirty Laundry stream, but Owen and Stewart seemed unfazed by yet another curveball thrown in their direction. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.